That Chachomim tiknu lehem lebnois Yisrael, that this is the halach of Ksubis. The Chlal, the Indian, the right of Ksuba, when you have Chuppah, so the first man you hold is only with the Rabbanin. It's a Takonas Chachomim. This is Rab Nachman or Mashmur 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 Mashmur. That Chachomim, it's time at Takonas Chachomim. Chachomim tiknu lehem lebnois Yisrael. For Jewish girls, lebsula mosayim. That if you get married, you bsula, you didn't live with a man yet, you deserve 200 zuz. Ula mona mona. If you live with a man, you married already once before, you only get a mona. That's the Rabbanus takona. They mem nu when the Rabbanim believe the chosin, shemoma pesa pesuach mitzosi nemon. That the chomim believe the chosin if he says pesa pesuach, that we believe him. In other words, this is the pshar from Shmuel. Because even though Taka maybe is a little bit of a doubt, the chosin is not 100% for sure if it was pesa pesuach or not. But since the Otakona to give a $200 is only midirabonin, the Rabbanin believe the Chosin. That if the Chosin the night of the Chuppah complains that she's a Pesla Pesuach, she's not a Psula, she lived with a man already, so we believe the Chosin, he doesn't have to give it a $200. For at the Gemarim Kane, if so, Mayoilu Chachom Betaknosim. If you're going to believe the Chosin the night of the Chuppah that she's a Bula, so what was the Otakona's Chachomim? Like those Tachoras HaChomim is, what did you make a ksuba for? For her sake, that she should gain on the deal. If you're going to believe the Chosin though, how does she gain? Like what's those Tachoras HaChomim? Rashi in Cain, she abiyoda lafkiya. If the Chomim believe the Chosin that he's never meant to say she's Pesa Pesuach, that she doesn't get a $200, so my ho'ilu HaChomim taknosam, she tiknu lo ksuba. What did the Chomim gain by saying you get a ksuba? According to one man, the Yom HaLeid, if the Chosin says Pesa Pesuach, he doesn't have to give her Ksuba altogether. So what did the Chum gain by making a takono of saying you have to give your wife a Ksuba if the Chosin has the power, if he wants to get out of it? The Chosin could lie and say Pesa Pesuach, and it'll be believed according to the Shita, and he won't have to give her Ksuba. So Mara says, no, that's what we're not afraid of. We're not afraid the Chosin would lie. Why? Omar Rava, Chazoka, it's a Chazoka, Einodam Terech Besuda Masida. Like, what's going on here? We're talking about the Chuppah, right after the Chuppah. That night, like, right after the Chas, after the Nisuyin, the first night they live together. Now, why should the husband lie the next morning to say she was a Pesach Pesuach? Why should he lie? The only reason why he should lie is because maybe he hates her. So if he hated her, it's a swear he wouldn't make the Chuppah. There's a Chazok, Einodam Terech Besuda Masida. Nobody's going to go and spend so much money to make a Chasna and then get rid of his wife. So Avadit Sechazoka, that since you just made, you spend the money for the Chasna, Avad, you like your wife and you want to stay married to her. And therefore, the next morning you'll wake up and complain, Pesach Pesuach will for sure believe the Chosin. We're not going to say he's going to lie, because for sure he likes her. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made the big chuppah yesterday. He would have given her a get before the chuppah. Rashi Chazoka, Ein Odom Torah Pesudom, Ein Lochash, we don't have to be afraid, She Yitten Odom Kach. A person would stop lying and say this. El Abiyemis, only if it's the truth. Shemhoi is saying nice, because if he would have hated her before, and that would be a reason maybe he wants to lie now, Lehoi Yeterech Besuda, he wouldn't have taken such a big trouble to make such a big chasna, the Kainsa, and marry your Masida, and now lose the whole chasna. Masida Sudasa, Chinam, to lose the whole money of the chasna. Ella, what would have he done? Hoya Megashim Atchila, he could have given her a get before. True, they had Kedushin 12 months ago, but if you break up, you don't want her anymore, give her a get then. For what purpose do you go through the chasna? So since the chosin just made the chasna, for sure he likes her. And for sure he wants to stay married to her. And the only thing that can happen is, that's the truth, that Itaka sees last night she was a Pesach Pesuach. That's why she's complaining to Beis Din. So that's the story why Itaka believed the husband. Tanya will learn like this. Hoyo lo knas chachamimu. Since ksuba is a knas that the Rabbanim made, loitig velim in azaburius. Shalom is when after you give your wife a get, and she complains now she wants a ksuba, let's say the husband has different type of karka. He has idius, a very good property, daininus, middle class, and zaburius, the worst type of property. Halacha is, he only has the right to get from the zaburius. From the worst, she doesn't have the right to say, give me the better property. Why? Because since it's only a knas, so the chumah made this for kula. For the Gemara, Kenosa, my Kenosa, what kind of Kenosa is this? Nobody did anything wrong. It's not a Kenosa. Like a Kenosa is Mashmah, Rashi says, Kleima, my Pesha, what did you do wrong here? They call Kansin and Lay. A Kenosa means you did an issue, you did something wrong, we give a Kenosa, hey, you got married, what did you do wrong here? Elaima said like this, Hoyu, but the Kohanim Chachamim mu, since like this shita is midiraisa, you don't have to give your wife a ksuba. It's only at the Kohanim Chachamim. The Chachamim made a takona. Then the takona is, we don't want a husband to give his wife a get so fast. So therefore, since it's only at the Kohanim Rabbonin, letikve elimin azaburius. Therefore, the locha is that when she does collect a ksuba, she doesn't have a right to get from Idias the best property. She only has a right to collect from the Zaburius the worst property. This so far is Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Shita. Now, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Ksubas Ishim in Atayra, famous Machloikis, where the Ksuba is Midiraisa Midirabonim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, the Chiyah to give your wife the Ksuba is the Chiyah Midiraisa. For the Gemara, Miyam Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Hochi, did he talk and say like this? For a Tanya, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Kesav Yishkoil Kemari Apsulis. This is a Pasuk, Rashi says, the Mefate Nemar. Mefate means you could talk a man that's not married, goes over to a girl that's not married, and he talks her into living together, you Mefate, you talk her into it. So the Pasuk says, you could talk her into it, you're supposed to marry her. But if she doesn't want to get married to you, then you have to pay her Kemari Apsulis. She doesn't want to marry you, you have to give her the money like a regular psula gets, for her ksuba. Trashi kumari apsulis, homa b'ma'anis es apsula. The Torah, there's another pasuk of the Torah, if you force a girl to live with you, when you manas her, konsu akos of nun kesef. There the Torah says you have to pay 50 kesef. Vishvil mayer b'suleha. Mashma mayer b'suleha means that's the amount that a regular ksuba is. So we dash it from here, the Gemara says, sheyezeh kumari apsulis, homari apsulis kizeh. That what, and the post psukim, they are talking about the two parshias. If you ma'anis the girl, if you force her, or you talk her into it. And each parsha says a different chiddush. One parsha says 50, and the other parsha says shkolim. So you put the two together, then each case, you have to pay a 50 shkolim. One place it says 50, Rashi says, she'ezek me'psulis, tikish akosav k'nas ha'mafater le'k'nas oynis. Ma'la le'nun, just like by oynis it says 50, by Mefater also means 50. Well, my case of Amakan, just like by Mefater, it says Shkolim. Here also says Shkolim. So the vial these psukim are talking about, if you ma'anis her, you force her, or you talk her into her, you have to pay a 50 Shkolim. So Gemara says in the first sheet there is, that Mikan Somchu, from here is only Nesmach, the Machmoni with the Rabbonin. Mikan Somchu, Chachomim, Luxu Besisha in the Torah. Here is Nesmach to say, there's such a thing of Meir Absulas of Ksuba. But Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lo imeno, So the chura mikan samchu is a mud naloshin. Chumar's going now. It's not really a smichus. The first sheet to read is mamish midiraisa. But now Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loymer ksub esisha ena midivrei Torah. Reb Shimon says no. Ksub esisha is not min haTorah altogether. Ela midivrei seifrim. So what's the stira? Before you just said Reb Shimon says ksub is midiraisa. And here in this brayso, the Tanakhama says, Mikan Somchu Mashmit Diraisa. But Reb Shimon says it's only Midirabonin. So Gemara says, Eipach, change it around, Enechrami. Change it around that Reb Shimon is the Tanakhama that says, Ksub is Midiraisa. And the Rabbonin are the one that says it's only Midirabonin. For the Gemara, my chod is the Apchas Basraisa. How do you know to change around the second brayso? Eipach Kamaisa. Maybe the second one is right and the first one is wrong. Maybe Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Shita is that Ksuba is only Midirabonin. Like, how do you know to change around the second brayso? Maybe the first one is wrong. And the Gemara know, Hashemina le Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. We heard clearly, the Omar Ksuba is Isha Midiraisa. We heard clearly that's his Shita. The Tanan, we learned later in the end of the Masechta, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer. Noisun lo mimoyas kaputkiya. To Shiloh over there, how much money you have to give her. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Shita is Ksuba is the Raisa, and therefore you have to give her Moyas kaputkiya. The boy is saying, "Another teretz says, 'I'll tell you, Kulo Shem Gamlieli.' What's on the Rashi? The Ksuba Mechsev Ochitoni. Nikan Sama Chom Ksuba Tisha Min Atayroh and Ksuba Salmon Einu Medivre Torah Medivre Seifrim. Shem Shem Gamlieli Ma Ksuba Salmon Einu Medivre Torah Medivre Seifrim. The teretz says, 'The last brisa, those things of Shem Gamliel.' And Reb Shimon was saying like this: that when you marry a psula, that's talking midi raisa. You have to give a ksuba. That's the prayer of this pasuk Kamayir Apsulis." The way you have to give a regular psula ksuba. Just as a locha by an amona, you also have to give a ksuba. And to give an amona a ksuba, that's only midivrei seifrim, not midivrei Torah. So melo, there's no machloikis, those things goes according to Shimon ben Gamliel. Now what's the locha of Moyes Kaputkiya? Rashi says like this. The Perek Basra Tanan, Nis Nos Ish of Eretz Yisrael, you married your wife in Eretz Yisrael, the Girsha be Kaputkiya, and you give her a get in a different city in Kaputkiya, is Nois and Law Mimoyas Eretz Yisrael.
Rashi says, Vaita Shein Kalis, those are easy money. In other words, you go Lakula, the money in Eretz Yisrael is Kalis light, it's easy money. What about the opposite way? Let's say Nos Ish of Kaputkiya, you marry your wife in Kaputkiya, the Girsha of Eretz Yisrael, and you give her a get in Eretz Yisrael, is Nois Lamimoyas Eretz Yisrael? You have to give her the money from Eretz Yisrael. So come down, both cases, you're allowed to give her the easier money. So Morris says that, Minyan HaKosta B'Ksuva Diyazlin L'Kula. That you go L'Kula here, what it says in Ksuva, you have a right to go L'Kula. But up there it says that, Yav Shimma Gamlio, Nois Lamimoyas Kaputkiya. No, you have to give her the better money. She Nishtabud Behem Kishah Milva. T'Ksovar Ksuva Diyaraisa. So that's the Rai of Shimma Gamlio, he's the one that holds
Ksuba is midiraisa. You have to give with this better money at Kaputkiya Dika money. So you see later, if Shimon Gamliel holds, Ksuba is midiraisa. That's why he says if you marry your wife in Kaputkiya, even though you give her a get later in Eretz Yisrael, he holds you have to give with the better money. Because since you're Meshambad yourself in that city, you have to give with the better money. So that's the right that if Shimon Gamliel himself holds, that Ksuba is midiraisa. Therefore, according to the first pshat, we want to change around the second brisa and leave the first brisa. And the second pshat is there's no machlokes in the second brisa. The whole brisa goes according to Shimon, and he's just telling us there's a difference between a psula and an amona. That true by a psula there's a chiyuv midiraisa to give her ksuba, but by amona there it's not midiraisa, it's only midrabanan. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf yud three quarters down. Yeah, daf yud omer aleph. Mora says, "Who the also lekaimin Rav Nachman? A man came in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei, and he complained to Rav Nachman that Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. I lived with my wife last night, the first time after the chuppah, and I came out with a Pesach Pesuach. I have tainas on my wife that she lived with a man before this. Is Omalei Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman like got angry at him." Kids, like he had time as you're a bochor, how do you know if it's Pesach Pesuach or not? So Rav Nachman said, Asavua Kufri. Let me go take, like Rashi says, the a lulav tree, like the leaves of a palm tree, and he hit him, he like gave him Malkus Midrabonin. Rashi says, Asavua Kufri. Helkeyo Malkiyos Bemalkus Haruyas. Shodekel. He hit him with the leaves of a palm tree. Sheshbam Uksin, it even has points on it. Why? The Mora says, because he said, Mifrachto Chavitalei. So Rashi says, Mifrachto means that was the name of the Zoyin in the city. In other words, you probably had Znus already with girls before. That's how you know that your wife is Pesach Pesuach. So Kisavas Rav Nachman, Poshet said, you don't believe a husband the first time if he complains his wife is a Pesach Pesuach. Like, how do you know about it? Whatever happened, most probably she's a Psula. That's what Rav Nachman said. Fred the Gemara Akasha, I before for Rav Nachman Udiyomar Mehemen. Rav Nachman before on top of the Gemara said, Omer Rav Nachman Mashmuel, that the Maisa was that we have Behemem knew that the Chomen believed the husband if he said Pesach Pesuach Matzachzi that he's Neman and that he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. So Rav Nachman before said we believe the husband, how come Rav Nachman gave the husband Malchus like hit him? So first the Gemara answers no Kasha. I tell you Mehemen, Umasvinen like Kufri, it's no Kasha. True, Rav Nachman believes the husband, but our cold partner of the husband, like has the chutzpah to come to Bezdin, to tell Bezdin that his wife is a Pesach Pesuach, Rav Nachman thought the only way he could really say it is because he also lived with a lady before. So Mela Rav Nachman gave him Malkus for that. That's one shot. Rav Achoy Mishani, Rav Achoy gives a terrace like this. No, there's no steer in Rav Nachman. I'll tell you, Kan the Bochor, that the second Maisa was, it was a Bochor, that is the man the first time he got married. So the first time he's getting married, he's not supposed to be such a bucky in this. Therefore, Rav Nachman said if he comes and complains that his wife was too open, it had to be because he lived with girls before also. Therefore, Rav Nachman gave him Malkus, and according to this pshat, Rav Nachman didn't believe him. A bochor, if the first time you're getting married, Rav Nachman didn't believe him. But Kan Venosli, the case before on the top of the Gemara, Rav Nachman said, we believe the husband, that's talking about where he was married already once before. He was married already. And this is the second time he's getting married. So then he has a right to say Pesach Pesuach. He knows what happens there. So he has a right to say this time, the first time was too open. Therefore, there's no stira in Rav Nachman. So I'll call upon the Rishonim to ask the kasha, though, according to this pshat of Nachman, like a bochur, if a bochur says Pesach Pesuach, we don't believe him. So it's the kasha, the whole first Mishnah. What was the old takon of the first Mishnah? We wanted to get married Wednesday, have the chuppah Wednesday afternoon. Kedai they should have the bia Wednesday night. That if the husband sees you as a Pesach Pesuach, he'll come complaining to Bezin the next morning. According to Rav Nachman, we don't even believe him. If the guy's a bochur in rove times, the Mishnah is not only talking about a nosi where you married the second time. Pasha, the Mishnah is talking about the first time you get married. Every time you get married, the chuppah should be Wednesday night. In order they should live with it Wednesday night, and if you have a complaint, you come tomorrow morning to Beis Din. So Rav Nachman says now, the second terror is a bochur, we don't believe him, we just give him out because we hit him, and say he doesn't know what he's talking about, so for what purpose the Chum say he should get married on Wednesday night? Rashi says clearly, that by a bochur is loy mehemen, we don't believe him. Well, ma'asvin lekufri, therefore we give him aukas. Al shemei is ponav, because he has such a chutzpah to say about his wife. Masheke Nosli, when the husband was married once before, then we believe him. And Tagadam, then we don't give him Alkis. So Rashi says clearly, the Bacha we don't believe, according to the second Teretz. So Rishonim ask the Kasha, so what's the purpose of having the Chasana? So one Teretz they say is, like we had before, if the husband tainted, there was no dam, there was no blood, that is believed. Like we say, usually they used to put a sheet there, and they would check the sheet right afterwards. Now we're talking about, with the first Bia, your wife was not a Begeris. She was a Nara. She was only 12 years old. So she should have dam. If there was no blood there, if the husband says there's no blood, for that we would believe him. So that's why we want them to get married Wednesday night, because maybe he won't find any blood there the first time. And that's a taina that he has. The other Pshat, the Rashba wants to say that even though here the Mara says the Boch is not believed, they learn the Pshat, the Boch is not believed to lose the Ksuba. Rav Nachman says we believe him even to lose the Ksuba. That's only if he was married before. But if the first time is getting married, we don't believe the chosen to lose the ksuba. But the pshat from the first Mishnah is, though, tashavya nashach ticha disura, to make yourself that you're rasa to your wife, for that you are believed. Because shavya nashach, any little bit of mnemonis you have, on yourself you're believed. So that's what Rashba says, that avada ta'asa, to make yourself rasa to your wife, even a bocha would be believed. Therefore, the first Mishnah is still good. We want you to have the first be your Wednesday night. That if you complain Pesach Pesuach, you should go to Beis Din, that your wife should become asa to you. But as far as the Ksuba goes, that's this Gemara's second territory, you won't be believed to lose the Ksuba. Vaitahud Yos Lakaim Rav Gamliel. A man once came, a chosan came in front of a Gamliel. O Malay, Pesach Pesuach Matsasi. I lived with my wife the first time last night, and I found it was too open, Pesach Pesuach. So Malay, so Gamliel said back to the chosan. Mashmin is Dalocham, that the Beis Din has to always ask the chosin, like maybe shemoy tisa. Maybe when you went into your wife last night, you went in a little bit sideways. That's why you felt Pesach Pesuach. Because if you would have went right the right way, maybe you would have been talking more tighter there. But since you made a tisa, you went a little bit on the side. That's why I felt open. And he said, Emshalachom Moshalom Adai B'Doima. I'll give you an example to what it's like. Liyadam Shoyim Mahalach Bishan Laila. A man that's walking in the dark. It's dark outside. Tafela, very, very thick darkness. Hita Motza Pesuach. If it makes a little turn, sometimes he'll be able to get inside the door. He'll open up the door to go in. Lo Hita, if it doesn't make a little turn, Motza no, you find the door locked. So Kitz also knows, he asked the Bocher, are you 100% sure it's Pesach Pesuach? Maybe you didn't make such a good beer, that's why you thought it was Pesach Pesuach. But maybe not. So then the locher is, if the bocher still says, no, I know for sure it's Pesach Pesuach, then that's the sugi before that he's believed. According to one sheet, the other sheet only for Isurim, not for Ksuba. But before he's believed at all, we have to ask him this question. Hanika the army sums that we ask him like this. Hochi Yomalei, that Shema b'meizid etisa, that maybe b'meizid, you didn't do such a good beer. And the Ritva explains that could be Mishum Roiv Taiva. First time with your wife, you have such a big desire that you didn't know how to do it so well. That's called Benezid, like willingly, you went a little bit sideways. For your karta ledosha, and you like uprooted like the door, the over and the bolt in the door. In other words, you went a little bit the wrong way, the wrong sideways, that's why it felt like a Pesach Pesuach. But maybe really your wife was not a Pesach Pesuach. And Emshalachom Moshalom Adavadayim, I'll give you an example, what is it like? Somebody's walking in the darkness at night. If you turn a little bit to the side of the door, you'll be able to open up the door. If you don't turn to the side a little bit, you can find the door locked. So the kids, so we have to ask the Bachur or the Chosin, are you sure that you made a normal Biyah and still you think a special Suach? Or maybe what happened was you didn't do it the right way, you went a little bit on the side, that's why it's called Pesach Psuach. If the Chosin agrees they didn't do the right thing, then Taki is not Neman, then we don't believe him, we say he made a mistake. Another case, the Chosin came in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Bar Rebbe, son of Rebbe. Omalais, he said, Rebbe, said to the Rebbe, to Rabbi Gamliel, Ba'alti, I lived with my wife last night, V'loi matzosti dam, and I didn't find any dam. So he's not coming with a taina pesach psuach. This is a good taina that there was a sheet there, and right after the bia, I checked out the sheet, and I didn't find any dam. So that's my raya, my proof, that my wife most probably lived with a man before this. So maybe she's also to me. Omraloi, she said back though, Rebbe, besula yisi. She said back, no, Yishnoam Basula, I didn't live with any man before this. So, and what did she say? She says, and most probably there was dam there. Ah, you don't see any dam, I don't know what happened, but I'm a Basula. So Amalem, Rabbi Gamliel said, Havi'ili Yosei Suda, bring me that sheet that was under there. Havi'ili Yosei Suda, they brought him the sheet. So Rashi says, he saw there was Shechva Zer on top of the sheet. So he understood already that most probably there was blood underneath it, and the Shechva Zer covered up the blood. So what he did was, v'shara b'mayim, he soaked the sheet in water, v'chibsu, and washed it a little bit, u'motzu olav kama tipa damim, like if you wash it a little bit, so the zera goes off it, and the blood stains, that shows out. So amaloi, so Rabbi Gamliel said to the chosin, you should know, leich go, zocha mecha, like keep your mecha, he got a good wife, she's a psula, she didn't live with anybody before, and this is the dam that really was there. Rashi says, v'chibsu, the bottom Rashi, shoyetipa damim, mechusim, v'shichva zera. The Sheikh was there, was covering up the blood. That was on Gamliel's Chochma, he knew how to wash it off. Omalei Huna. So Huna said, Ma Bray the Rav, the son of Rav, mi parzikyom, the Ravashi. Said to Ravashi, Anna Nami, us here in Bovel, never hochi, let also do like this. Let's also, we have such a case, let us wash the sheet. Maybe we'll find blood. Omalei said back to him, no. Giyot shelonu, kekibet shelhem.